Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, travelers, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Lafian is polite, Raoul needs a nap, Squash recalls history, and Zoltana does as she is directed. They receive the boon of the Cicero army as their guide asks questions about the plane they find themselves on. Onwards to find Calamorna body, they are directed to find the first cleric of the Goddess of Paperwork, who speaks in riddles and chaos, but warns of another shadow attack. Whose Cicero is the fourfold? Who are the children of science and magic? And how long before Calamorn is freed from his sword prison? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
Find yourselves back in the hallway. You can see that Thane, your jester friend, they're kind of like walking up and down, pacing. You can see that as they're going, they're casting like small pieces of magic and they're talking a lot to themselves. They're not really paying attention to what is going on around them. What the four of you want to do?
I think we can go home now.
Yeah, we can go home now.
Is this the hallway where we came in at? To Cicero?
No, you are in... who'd be the first one through the door? Yes. So this would be... you're correct. The jester would be kind of leaning against a wall in that case. You would be back in the same kind of corridor that you arrived in. So it would be that same same corridor, which is in the temple under Falsum. I've got... Yeah, you're right. It's all torn open the door.
You just said hallway, and I was like, I don't... Is it the hallway?
No, yeah, you're right. It would be the hallway. I was like, oh, you left the jester behind. It would be his. No, it's not his hallway. It would be your hallway. It would be what you see.
Okay.
That did not take very long.
No, they were really nice.
Surprisingly amendable.
And chaotic. Very chaotic.
Not surprisingly.
Unsurprising. I assume nobody casts spells. People don't have extra hands. They are not glowing blue or pink. None of that.
Wait, you mean I could have gotten a third? Oh, I need to go back. I'd love to have a third arm. That would be very helpful.
Please, go right ahead. Be my guest. I shall wait here.
And they lean back against the wall.
A joke, my friend. Joke.
God, you're very funny.
No one's ever accused me of that before.
Don't get used to it.
Why am I such an asshole? I don't even know why I do this.
Didn't Demi tell us to just think really hard when we needed to go back and she'd yoink us to something?
No, I have a... Squash pulls on his ponytail, and you can see he has like a new or like more new scrunchie holding it. He's like, Demi gave me something that supposedly helps us send messages across planes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Tane.
Tane. Yes.
When we open doors here, it seems to not... It doesn't matter what door we're opening, it matters who's opening the door.
Yes and no.
When Laffian opened the door, it took us to his mentor's place, Heaven. When Raoul opened the door, it took us to the Fourfold.
This door. Here, Squash, open.
I want to open a door. But there are many, many places it could take me, and there's only one place I want to go. Can I control it somehow?
In a way.
How?
When you first arrive in Cicero, you are closest to whatever your place is. Since none of you have died, you do not arrive at your place. It is not made yet. But there are perhaps other people that you are close to. Theirs would be closer to where you start, because you do not have a Cicero to start with. I am guessing this mentor is close to Laffian?
Very much so, yes.
I feel like you are trying to ask me a question without saying it. You're avoiding the issue.
I'm pretty sure my parents are dead and that they're here. I've not seen their grave and I was not there with them when they passed. And there are hundreds of people who have died around me, but not them. And I don't want to go to any of them. I just want to go to Mom and Dad.
You can but try. The worst you would do is open it and, in the wrong place, and close the door.
I'm imagining Squash is just staring at a doorknob.
Only you can open the door.
We can keep the door open for you. You're not going to get lost. I hope.
He is your way out. I would not lose him.
Squash reaches out to the door and slowly opens it.
What you see before you is a valley. The mountain on one side is very steep and you can see a waterfall. It's not glowing pink like the last time you saw it. It's plain, without magic. On the other side of the valley is just a very steep hill covered in trees. And unless you know it's here, you would never know. You would miss it. You can see the valley floor itself is covered in plants, and each of the buildings are raised up on tiny little legs. They're small homes. Halfling size homes. This is exactly how you remember Empty Chalets from your childhood.
Squash just pushes up the door and he just starts running in there just shouting, Mom! Dad! Mom! Please!
What are the rest of you doing?
Keeping the door open.
Ralph's okay. Not gonna follow in.
Someone needs to keep an eye on him though. Fuck.
He has gotten lost here before.
Okay. Roll, Zoltana, can you just watch the door. Someone needs to stay with him.
You can just come back like we came back through the other door, right? It should be fine.
I just want to make sure. Just
all doors
just
lead here. We didn't even have to travel back for days, remember?
Okay, he's running farther away. Just stay here, please.
Yeah, Squash has gone off in the distance, man.
Laughing goes taking
He's like
up.
Down this hill no, in the valley.
Squash, wait.
He's
okay.
gone. He's gone. Amongst the growing plants.
Laughing's going to go run after him. Someone needs to keep an eye.
Okay. You can't move as fast as him, so he sprints off in the distance. As you're calling for your parents, the small little house that is yours, your parents at least, you see the door fly open and you see your mother standing there. Her eyes are wide as she takes a few steps outside. Squash?
Oh, Squash is just sprinting at her.
Oh, okay. She kind of like wraps you up in a big hug and you can like hear your father's footsteps further inside the house. And she holds you very tightly and then pushes you away and holds you by your shoulders. Like she's looking up at you. You're taller now. What are you doing here? You're not, are you?
No. And I won't.
Oh, God. Good.
No, it's not good. It's not... Mom.
You're not dead. That is... I think that's pretty good. What are you doing here? It's not your time.
It's unfair. It's all so unfair.
Come sit down. And she kind of like pulls you inside and sits you down. Like your father is off to one side busily making tea. Emotionalness is not his strong suit. And she sits down next to you and she just holds your hand on the table. We're okay. We're happy and we're just waiting for you. You don't have to rush. Please don't rush here.
Oh, that's not why I came here. I didn't come here to rush anything. I came here to tell you you're going to be waiting a very long time if everything goes according to plan.
That's all parents can ever hope for, is that you live a long and happy life.
You don't understand, Mom. You're not listening. I'm not going to get to die like everybody else.
So you're going to get to live forever? That's true, my lovely.
Not forever. I'm going to be like the elves and the dwarves, I think. Maybe even longer.
Your dad puts down like a sweetened cup of tea just in front of you. Sits down opposite. All right, my lovely. Tell me everything.
I am helping, like you know.
We do.
Well... They're... I am choosing to help them with a certain task, and it requires a very big sacrifice. I need to take on a duty. A job that lasts centuries, maybe decades.
Millennia.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Lasts centuries, maybe a millennia. And if I don't do it, there won't be a Cicero to come to. Maybe. Maybe somebody else will save us, but I don't know. And I can't take that chance. It means I'm not coming. In a long time. Mom, you don't know how long it's going to be.
I don't. But you also might have chosen Bellum, my love.
I'm not a fighter.
I kind of think that you are. I mean, look at you. I mean, really look. Everything that you've done, getting here as you are right now, all the struggles and all the difficulties that you've had, and you're what? Gonna pick up a responsibility, a duty?
Something like that.
A fighter fights for those things.
He takes on those responsibilities. He sorts himself out so he can sort the rest of the world out. It sounds like what you're doing, right?
It's... It is what I'm choosing to do, yeah.
And you could have chosen not to. You could have chosen to run away, to fall back in all of your old habits and all your old ways.
Oh, he looks away.
She puts a hand up, no.
You know about that?
Your father kind of does that kind of like forced smile. Yeah. I know all about that.
But you're choosing not to do that now. You could have hidden all of that. And I know you're pretty good at hiding. Always have been. But you're choosing not to hide in the shadows anymore. And I couldn't be prouder of you. We're not angry, or I'm not angry. A little bit sad, but I wouldn't change a thing to see the man I've got sitting before me right now.
But I never came back.
No, you didn't. And it broke my heart. But I also know that you tried. That tall girl that you like, she brought you here one time. A little bit too late. But you did. I'm not angry. I'm not. You tried to make right. And you're still trying right now. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. And if you come to Cicero, we will wait millennia. And if you don't, if you decide somewhere else is your fate, we just want you to be happy.
Thank you, Mom, for everything you gave me.
I'm sorry that I let you go with Daechin.
I asked. I begged.
And who's the parent here, you or me?
I think all in all, you've made more better choices than me, but... I never forgot you guys. I never stopped thinking about you. I still have Dad's cloak. It's beat up, but I still have it. And, Squash goes into his bag, and he's gonna get out the chest of, like, memorabilia that his parents owned.
Okay.
Just putting it on the table, like, I haven't gone through a lot of it. I know it's yours. It's yours. I knew when I saw what they'd done to our home. I knew it was a lie. I never doubted you two. Not a second.
You see your parents look at each other and they kind of have half a smile. And your father reaches over and opens the box. And he pulls out a few things. Letters, drawings, pictures. But the items... He leaves in there and closes the box and slides them back over to you. These are yours now.
Do you want your cloak? It kept me warm very many times.
It's not mine, son. It's yours. Even though you're not wearing it, it's yours. I'm not the one who needs that warmth right now. You are.
Squash is clutching the cloak pretty close to his chest. I'm sorry.
I am too. But all roads led us here. Me and your ma, we're happy. And, you know... Whatever you decide to do is fine with us as long as you're happy.
I know, Dad.
Well, How about I walk you out?
Yeah.
You should get back to saving the world or whatever it is you do.
Yeah. Very busy. Don't have a lot of time.
Your mum reaches over and she kind of wraps her arms around you very, very tightly. And it makes you feel like maybe 5 years old again. She plants a kiss on the side of your head. And she says, I want you to make me one promise.
Anything.
Don't wait another 20 years to go back to Empty Shallows.
I'll do my best to save them.
No, I'm not talking about the people there. They're gone. The room was there. They're all gone. But that doesn't mean Empty Shallows is gone. There is something waiting there for you. Don't wait 20 years. You can wait till after the apocalypse if you want it to be. Promise me you'll go.
I'll make time. I promise.
Good. Don't wait too long. And with that, like, you feel like a very stern, like, very heavy hand on your shoulder. And your father kind of guides you out of the room, and you can hear your mum just finally burst into tears as the door closes. Up on the pathway, you see Laffian, wherever he may be, close enough to know what's going on, I guess, but not close enough to hear.
Hands on his knees, is panting. Hi. Fast little bugger.
Squash ran so fast.
Squash is definitely, like, hiding, like... he's trying to pass it off, but, like, clearly, like, red eye swollen. Like,
Are you good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Major piece.
I got what I came for. I got much more than I came for.
I'm glad.
Good. Well, good luck to you both.
Oh, this is your father, right? I don't think we actually ever met, yes?
No, this is Laffian. He's a prince.
You have a wonderful son, mostly. Pain in the ass sometimes, but... trust him with my life.
It's good.
That says a lot.
You take care of each other. Good luck.
Yes, sir.
No, I will come back and haunt you. He comes has that stern face, but he's clearly smiling. Go on, get out of here. Get out of here.
I guess we go.
I'm thinking of a funny thing to say to my dad, but I can't.
It's all right, we got time.
Once we get to the door, I kind of turn around and, like, Dad?
Yeah.
You moved to Empty Shallows pretty... You were, like, grown. Just before I was born.
Yeah.
Were you around a lot of humans?
Me?
Yeah.
Couple. Men passing. Why?
You missed out. The short ones can be quite cute.
He has that look. And he says, there are some things in the box you'll need. Just smiles and waves, and then he turns back towards the house.
Yep. And Squash enters the hallway.
I'm disappointed I didn't get a dad joke. I needed at least one dad joke.
That's not kosher in halfling culture.
That's not
that's a taboo? Oh, shit.
Straight to halfling hell if you say dad jokes.
I'm curious what halfling hell looks like.
Everything's really tall, but dude.
Everything's just slightly out of reach.
No, everything's really small. You're not used to it.
It's the other way around.
Even the kitty chairs are full size by comparison.
All right. So after spending half an hour destroying my heart,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. This is the only opportunity you'd have to have this conversation. So
Squash needed to tell his parents. Like,
I know
he needed. He's been threatened with immortal life, motherfuckers.
Don't you threaten me with a bad, good, bad
Don't
time?
You threaten me with the ability to live forever? Fuck you, man.
I'll come visit you.
All right. The four of you are back in the hallway.
Right. We should definitely get going.
Yeah, we should head home.
You want me to contact Demi?
If that... Why don't you contact Demi? Is this like a... Can you do it multiple times?
Two times.
Okay. Why don't we contact Demi and get an ETA on that? And if it's faster to us to go hoof it over to the rift that Thane was talking about, we'll go do that, and then Demi can pick us up from Cusack. If it's faster for Demi to just pull us out, then we'll go with that.
Yes. All right, let me think of how to phrase the sentence, and then I'll do the spell.
Laughing starts holding up fingers. All right, I'm okay. Ready.
Okay. Ra's hanging out in the fourfold room. Tio's holding the door open, so Ra can just hang out.
Okay.
Yes. There aren't people here?
Aren't there?
No. Tio's here. Oh. No, it's an empty-ish room. You can still see the various pathways off that you would know. The one that goes like to the back of the chamber itself, and one would lead you to where you guys entered the sewers, and also the route back up to the monastery. Like, all those you can see are present, and there's obvious signs that people have been here. But
does Tio is Tio holding the door?
Yeah, Tio holds the door. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tio is holding the door. Okay. But this is your personal heaven. Sorry, shit.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. okay. What's the message? Hit me.
We are done. Period.
Okay.
Have another way out. Takes 2 days. Yeah, I guess I managed to shorten it real sweet.
That took you 15 words to say I love you.
Baba booey, baba booey.
Oh boy.
Say it! Say it!
On behalf of all the fans, say it!
You're a good friend.
Friend I like zoned. You like a sister.
Mom called right. You cute.
why don't you
your
elaborate? How long will
cute.
It take for you to
your
pull us out?
Your mom has a very different opinion on the tall one.
What? No, somebody said the cute. I think it was the mother
one.
That said, like.
She said the tall one.
Did she not say cute tall one? Oh, shit. I may have been adding words.
Your mom has a very different opinion of.
Mom!
Debbie to your father.
Mom!
Mom! Anyway, you get a reply back fairly quickly, and a very heavy voice says,
"Oh, link hands, be ready."
That's it. He's even more succinct.
Motherfucker.
I love you.
Love
I despise you and everything you stand for.
Everything
oh, he spends the other 20 words just mocking.
For.
Yeah. Tiny, pathetic little rat creature.
You are short and you walk you. Funny.
Well, I mean, he's a god. If anybody can break
one
the
word
rules.
Left? One word left? Bitch.
Oh! I thought you were going to go for pipsqueak, but okay.
No, that's a reference to Buffy, where Buffy gives Spike 5 words to tell her what he's doing. It's like, out for a walk, bitch. One of my favorite things, I don't know why. All right. Yeah, you get a very succinct message back, basically just saying, link hands, be ready. 4 words.
Okay. We need to
be ready, and it's going to be Grumsh.
Wonderful. Okay. Thane, thank you very much for helping. You're a wonderful person. Would love to see you again.
You are most welcome. Have a great existence. Don't let me see you too soon, though.
No, no. We'll see you at the final battle.
Of course. I will see you there. I will provide as much morale as I possibly can.
We're going to need plenty of it.
You hold hands, you reach out and grip one another, and it's that awkward, is this going to work? When is this? It becomes slightly too long and slightly awkward. Yeah. And then you feel a pull on the back of your navels, and you feel like your entire body has been turned into separate atoms, just being pulled apart. And then very quickly you find yourself standing. I need to figure out where the fuck he is.
That's important.
Yep, where he is very important.
We appear in the den of Dachin.
No.
That would be some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damaz is just standing there like, hey, what's up?
You find yourselves underground, a very big, vast, open area. You can see that there are buildings around the edge of this big open cavern. You're very far down in the Earth Dark, you believe. Just from what Squash would know about having been there for a long time, it's pitch blackness. Before you stands figures that you recognize. The book is there. Grumsh is there. And Soren.
Oh.
Hello
there.
Where are we exactly?
You're in the Earth Dark.
We're in the Earth Dark.
More information, please.
Please, don't waste your breath. You might run out.
Okay, so everyone's being rude and weird at each other. So here we go. We're really far below the desert of Draeneth, really far down. Mortals haven't been down here for years and years and millennia. At least not as far as anybody from Tidus's memory remembers.
Are we in the Lost City?
Oh no, you're miles below that. So many fucking miles. Literally so many miles below.
There was another place further below that?
Yeah. You notice, you'll have this strange kind of black and white vision because, dark vision stuff. You notice that she has kind of streaks of white in her otherwise bright hair, and you can see that she just appears much older than when you left her last.
Yeah. What are we doing down here?
Grumsh at this point just turns around and just wanders off, and Soren just puts a hand on the book's shoulder and just whispers something very quietly to her and then goes off and joins Grumsh. The book says, okay, so Demi was saying that she totally saw a vision of things that you guys were up to, and she thinks that this is a place and it has a lot of magic here already. So we're kind of preparing this area for when you do your really big spell or whatever hell it is that you're going to be doing. So we just have to make sure that things are down correctly, make sure everything is secure. We've already fought off a bunch of these lurk type creatures, and they're big bat things. We totally dealt with them. And also, this really big fire demon was down here, and it was oh my god, I'm so hot, I'm going to burn everything around me. And we were oh god, no. Have you met a fire sorceress? And we totally snuffled one out.
That was a fucking Balrog reference.
And don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You don't even like Lord of the Rings.
I made my mandatory suddenly very deep underground check and didn't do very good at it. And then I made a mandatory suddenly were there strange monsters being talked about down here. Jack didn't do so hot at that either.
Okay.
So I've taken
okay. That's 11, fair. Is your belt set damage to acid again?
Yes, it's set to acid.
Okay, great.
Best investment we ever made.
Yes, Jesus, yes. You all become aware that Raoul is not breathing so well. There's a small sound of sizzling.
Raoul, I know we were just told to watch you because of your breathing, but Jeez. We just got here.
he's done the thing where he's kind of listening a little less now and trying not to hyperventilate more so, and kind of has walked a couple feet away.
Here, breathe into the bag of holding. No, don't do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, that was the external surprise. surprise.
Okay, so this is supposed to be the place where we do the big thing, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like totally. Okay. Like, so like we're preparing like one really big like circle, which is going to be like pure as magic as we can get with like, you know, we're going to make this place safe as well. Like, it totally took like ages to get down here. And like Jandarl has been like down here for a while and cleared out some things, but like we're taking care of things. We're kind of like taking it in shifts to make sure we can clear out as much as we can.
What was that?
So that when you come here, you don't get surprised by anything.
What was that name?
Jandarl. The name of the elf bard dude.
Oh, okay. The Svolbard. Gerald. Gerald, the ripped...
Gerald, yes. Yeah.
Okay, I totally forgot about that.
So, like, do you totally need to stay here, or, like, do we need to send you on somewhere else? Like, I'm not, like, thrilled by the idea. Like, look at me. But, like, we can totally send you anyway. Do you need to go anywhere?
We kind of need to figure that out. Rol, I think, was Ama looking into for Bellum?
Yeah, she was looking for that.
Okay, well, it's like totally late. So if you want to rest, you could totally do that. And then like maybe like Grimsh will have enough magic to send you back in the morning, like wherever you want to go. But like he's kind of tapped for magic, like most of us are. So you can rest here, or like we can like maybe scrunch enough magic together to send you back to Felsman and deal with you tomorrow. It sounds like you need to rest and figure out what the hell you're going.
Has anybody heard back from Damas?
Well, at least we haven't, but we can always like, hey, Demi! And like, just see her turn around and shout. Like, have you like totally heard from Damas? And Grimps just like turns around and just like shakes his head.
No, he hasn't contacted either of us. And I'm not allowed to spy on him.
Yeah, he was up to... He had his feet pretty firmly planted in the shit last time we talked to him. Sultana, he's like your avatar in the mortal plane right now. Can you contact him?
Yeah, you know what? I probably can. Can I use religion to try to do that?
Absolutely you can, yeah. Like, he is your first paladin, so you can have that advantage. Like, oh. Super...
I genuinely feel 18. Dumb for asking the wrong people first.
Hey, Groups, you're not allowed to actually speak to Damas anymore. Have you heard of him? No. I respect the boundary. So what'd you get?
I got an 18.
Hmm? Yes, absolutely. You can have an open communication with Damas. Like, open-ish communication with Damas, but yes. What would you like to know?
Is he dead?
Oh.
Hey, Doug.
Hey! You alive in there?
You get a very quick positive response.
Cool. Stay alive. Thank you. Please and thank you.
Welcome.
You. How are things going?
Stay alive too.
How are things going where you are?
Inverna reckons we're nearly there, your bloodiness.
Oh, awesome.
They haven't gone in yet. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
When
that's all we want to know.
How soon before they're going to be there and ready to engage?
What's your timeline look like? I need to get a timeline on this project.
Well, maybe a day or two.
Didn't know I was a paladin for Glimt all over here, huh?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Is Ultana, my boss, is a dick. yeah, and Inverna reckons tomorrow night, maybe.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Stay alive.
Watch
Love
out
you, bye.
For shadows.
Bye. No, wait, Zoltana. No.
You too.
Zoltana hangs up the brain.
No,
phone.
Zoltana, wait.
God click.
What's up?
Needed you to ask if the reinforcements arrived.
Oh. Then watch out for the shadows.
Oh, okay. I'm going to call him back.
All right. That's fine. He picked straight up. Like, you haven't even actually hung up properly yet. He just hears, he's like, puts it back up to his ear. Yeah, Karen.
Watch out for the shadows. Also, are the reinforcements there?
Yeah. Yeah. Couple of lodge guys. Your friends, Elise and Tuck. There we are. And, someone that Demi Grimch sent. Yeah. We got back up. Not alone. Do you still want us to let you know when we're going in, or?
Yeah, please.
All right.
I look over at Balance.
He has a look of relief on his face. He's like, gives you a thumbs up. All good. Just.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now. Love you. Bye. Click.
Yeah, that's no response. You hung up. He didn't get to finish the message with I love you. He's so sad. you get response for that.
Dear God, I love you, man.
God, yes. You're my God.
Stay cool. Love you.
I love you, man.
Thank you cool. for that, love Zoltan. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm just very nervous is all.
So, yeah, we have to get back to Falsum. Before we go to the stalking, I would like to at least touch base once with Emil, just to know if they got anything.
You mean on... Okay.
Do you know anything?
I guess I'll just have to ask Grimsh. No, don't know anything. Not getting involved.
Do you know anything, Book?
Yeah, I like totally know everything.
Then please.
And she kind of does that thing where she tips her head to one side and looks at you really annoyed.
Then, Book? I was going to say Miss Book, but I have no idea.
Actually. My friends call me Book, but you're not my friend.
The.
Thank you. The or the, either. Or either.
The Book. Have they made any progress on that front?
Yeah. They're working on it.
Is it worth talking to Emil right now?
No.
Tomorrow. When Grooms can get around teleporting us.
She shrugs. I can't say for sure. But no. No is what I'd guess.
More time.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like we're saving yours for last.
I'm worried. I'm worried about Raoul. That thing, it made it sound like we were running on fumes at this point.
Welcome to the last 2 months with us.
You're like... Totally right. There's not much time left. Like, I know that you're all, like, somehow found out how long we've got left to live. And thank you very much for that way, by the way. But the stars are beginning to go out. You're up on the surface, and they're a lot less bright than they were, and some of them are gone altogether.
Do we... I think we need to... I think we should go to the stalking first. I don't think we can risk Bellum.
That depends entirely on what information we're given.
Okay.
We can't do something we're not properly equipped to handle just yet. Not rejecting you, just tempering expectations. If the book here is saying that Emil might not have all of the answers we need just yet, then there's no pushing for that.
I asked Emil to try to help me find a way to protect myself against Soulfire, because there is some of it in the stalking.
Ah.
I think we might actually have all the information we need
just not the protection I was hoping for. I've been kind of pushing back on the stalking because of that. I've been hoping to get that extra safety net going. But I think I just have to bite the bullet at this point. Stop being selfish.
I wouldn't say that's being selfish. You're trying to make it so you don't just vanish into oblivion. Which is doubly important considering you kind of have a big role to play in everything that we're all doing.
We all do. Any one of us goes down and this whole thing unravels, so... And right now I think Raoul is the most vulnerable one. I'm sorry, Raoul, but I think it's true.
At this point, you see the book just... She kind of tips her head back and, like, you can see that the kind of... The thing that she has tied around her eyes, it kind of like moves a little bit and you just kind of get the idea that she's rolling her eyes massively. And then she just like throws her head forward again and she says, okay, if you're talking more specifically about protecting yourself and like the stalking, then yes, he totally has something on that. But the other thing, no.
Knowing where we actually need to go.
Oh, that, like, he totally doesn't know that either, but you probably have, like, a better guess at, like, maybe talking to someone who knows more about, like, the task that you have to do with Squash. So maybe get a better idea from them. And unfortunately, none of us really know about it. At least the three of us don't anyway. But, like, protecting yourself from the creatures in the stalking, Emil has something for that, I'm pretty sure. But, like, protecting yourself from Soulfire, no, I'm not getting involved in that.
I respect that. I'm sorry for pushing that on you earlier.
That's like, fine. I totally understand why, but like, she doesn't want that, so don't. Okay. You just want to get to Thalsam, like right now?
We need to at least get a message to them. Make sure they know that the shadows are coming again.
Shadows.
Someone will need to be there for all the Dragonborn. So they don't get scared. They've survived two of them. And if they know the other one's coming and they have help, they should be okay. But it should not be a surprise. They can't be surprised. We should warn them.
I mean, if we can get the word out to everybody, that would be good. Spare as many innocent lives as we can.
Yeah. Okay, like, there are, like, people that I could talk to, like, from here, who would totally be able to get that message around. And you see from underneath the blindfold that she has, you can see there's a slight glow of magic. You can't tell what color because black and white here in Dark Vision World. And you see that some of the runes on the side of her neck begin to glow. And you see very similar ones happening off in the distance on Soren and on Demi. Sorry, Grimsh. And then they just, with a snap, all of those lights just fade out. And the book says, okay, so like, I totally let the rest of us know, so they're going to talk to a bunch of people so that other people know to be prepared for this. Like, hey, do you have any idea like when this is happening? Like, a timeline would be pretty good. No? Okay, great.
We tried to get that information and that didn't quite work out in our favor.
Okay, like, well, no problem. So long as people know, like, if people are on watches instead of like just going to sleep for all night, like, they'll probably be okay.
Thank you.
You're, like, totally welcome.
Another concern off of my mind. Do we just stay here for the night, then? And then first thing in the morning, we'll all go back to Falsum and then talk to the people we need to, get the information we need, and then go wherever the hell it is that we're going to go next?
Yeah. I think that's the plan.
I'll be honest, I kind of want to walk around these ruins a little bit and have a look. My inner scholar is kind of curious.
Okay, well, I would like totally recommend that you don't go beyond like where you can see right now, because everything beyond here is kind of dangerous, and there are like magical traps, and there are also creatures that we can't quite identify quite yet, because like haven't been seen by people like forever. So I'd just be like super careful. We can't guarantee your safety, and that's kind of our job right now, is to make sure that you four don't get caught.
Understood. I will stay within shouting distance.
I'll tell you what, I'll come with you, and then, like, I can totally protect you in case anything goes wrong. How about that? So long as, like, all four of you don't go off in random directions, because, like, there's only three of us, so.
Sure.
Okay, all right, you and me, Betty. We're going to, like, totally look around these places. I might be able to tell you some things about this.
I am always a glutton for learning.
And I am not a glutton for this character. No, I love her. Okay, Laffian and the book are going to go off and explore a little. Zoltana, Ral, and Squash, what are you up to?
I have a question.
Yes.
Did I have people I was supposed to talk to about stealing the Sand of Bickrod?
Not really. I don't think so.
Okay, you made it sound like I had a person I hadn't talked to yet, and I was genuinely panicking over here, like, I'm doing so good today. I've been using names.
And I'd be so proud, but no. You didn't leave anyone specifically, hey, how do I steal the Sand of Time? Like, you didn't have someone to do that.
No. Then Squash is probably just flipping through the book. The booklet on reading, not the book.
She's doing backflips over her.
Do you mean the magical guide for idiots?
Yes.
That one?
Magic.
Okay, the magical guide for dummies. Yes. Okay. Yep. Absolutely, you can do that. There are like plenty of these kind of like little kind of like stone built like buildings around. They're not very big. They're kind of like one room kind of deals. Like, they're not very sophisticated. They're just there. Measure of privacy. Mm-hmm. So you can literally take part, and y'all can take any of those that you wish to rest. Yeah, you can grab one of those. Totally fine. Ral, Zoltana?
I can't think of anything specific that Ral's doing at the moment. I think he's just worried about sleeping.
Maybe Zoltana and Ral are taking turns napping.
Okay.
Or no, like Ral can nap because Zoltana doesn't really need to sleep, and Zoltana will watch over him while he naps and read her other book that I put down that I had here, which is my book on military strategy.
Yeah, I have a Spectre book I could read.
Oh, yeah. Your book on military strategy. Yeah, you still have your book on how to be a good Spectre, I think. I think it's like a really small book.
Go Fish Strategy.
It's the
guy.
Book of the Dead from Beetlejuice.
No, 100%, it's a Go Fish guide.
Oh my god.
Advanced Go Fish.
I think that's why I stopped asking about it, is because this has just been the thing that we've gone with now.
It's the best goof ever. It looks really imposing and really necronomicon kind of deal, and you open it up, it's just a Go Fish guide. Like, don't ask these questions, keep a track of this. This is how to card count, like, this kind of shit. It's beautiful, I love it. All right, Laffian.
Hi.
You are exploring, are you not?
Yeah.
What would you like to know?
What the fuck is this place?
Take a history... No, history will not help you. Take an investigation. I know that's your strong suit. That's either a nat 20 or a natural 1. Oh, that's a nat 20.
That's a nat 20 for a total of 36.
That was a happy cackle.
That's god level shit, man.
Oh my god.
All those, the three people who are about to be vessels for God and Zoltana, you'll just feel this like god level fucking like brain going off next to you. Everyone looks over you with a nod of respect or a growl of annoyance, mostly grimsh. Okay. This place is... Looking around at the buildings, you can tell that this was probably aging it probably about the same time as chaos magic. This is about five and a bit thousand years old. This was kind of like way back when. The ground itself, as you look at it, you realize it's a mixture of like soil or dirt or mud that has lost all of its nutrients. So this used to be a place that grew things. And looking at it a bit more, you can see that the very center of it, as you look into the dirt and you kind of move it a little bit of this area, you can tell that there once was a big tree here. You can see the roots of it hadn't quite rotted away completely here. There is a very strong feel of magic right underneath your feet when you get to the center of that. You can tell the buildings are very old. They're about 5,000-ish years old. See, there's a magic place. I would actually like you to make a history check now.
Ooh, the fabled history check.
Yes.
Almost as rare as the performance check.
19.
No, 19. Okay. You can tell based on the sheer level of magic that is still remaining from the root system that this is like one of those trees that would have had like a specific name. Like this would have been like, you know, Dragonleaf tree, or it would have been like the tree of knowledge or the tree of desires, like that kind of thing. Like this tree was very important. You just can't tell quite what it is because your knowledge of history doesn't quite tally up with what you're seeing around you. This was a very, very, very powerful area. As you look around at some of the other buildings and as the book rattles off various pieces of information, you can see that there are very small and very now worn away. They're barely perceptible apart from your investigation is so high. You can see what looks like the old symbols of Klemdahl, like just very faintly the carved into some of these walls or, you know, on the inside of some of these rocks. This was a place that you would figure as very significant to her at some point. You would suspect that this old tree, whatever the named tree was, would probably be something to do with her. Like mixing your knowledge or mixing your history and your investigation checks. Like this tree would have been significant to Klemdahl. This place, looking around more and more, screams to you that this was a place that was significant to her at least a couple of thousand years ago. I think that's probably what I can give you without any real staring into the past bullshit.
Well, about that. So I'm going to do one thing first, and then I'm going to do the past sight thingy if I can.
Sure.
So I'm not sure if this will apply or not, but I can essentially do psi points and cast what is in essence identify, but in this case it's called item lore. I want to try to see if that'll work on the tree.
Well,
what's left of it? We could make magical root beer.
Pun damage.
Boo!
Okay, as you sit here concentrating, managing somehow to tune out the book, you notice that Soren takes pity on you and comes over and talks to her to one side and gives you some peace.
Hi, Peter. Love you.
Hi, Peter! You realize that what remains has been disturbed fairly recently. Something was taken from it, but we can't really tell what. You know that this is the remains, at least where it used to be, the Tree of Knowledge, from which fate itself could have been weaved.
Ooh.
The sapling, the strips that you can pull off of this particular tree, a silver birch, could have been used in basket weaving, could have been used to weave anything. And that is how it is theorized that the goddess of fate herself and fate weaving would use this to create fate. This is the Tree of Knowledge, at least where it was.
Cool. All right, let's have a look.
On your high investigation / identify, it's basically all this merging together. There was something remaining fairly recently, but very recently it was taken. Like, that's all I can give you. That's everything possibly that I could give you.
Well, let's spend some side points to see what got fucking yoinked.
Ooh.
Because if it's Dachin, I'm going to be angry.
I'm not going to lie. I want you to fail. I don't want you to know what this is. But if you do find out, fuck it. You'll find out.
You can make root beer.
No, they didn't steal it to make root beer.
This would be a...
Or...
She would be a shame if I stole your tree.
Or they did, and it's just like some asshole getting like really wasted on root beer.
All right, so I'm going
to... It's the beer that allows you to see everything.
Yes. I'm going to spend the requisite psi points... And I have to make an intelligence roll.
Correct.
Oh, God. Do I have any way to boost that?
You have companions.
If you make it into a tea drink, and you drink the roots, you can absorb their knowledge.
What are you doing, Lafayette? What are you up to?
Are you coming over and asking that, or...?
I'm genuinely wondering if I can help you, so I'm not going to roleplay myself walking up and getting disappointed.
No, I think you should.
Never stopped us before.
I'm reading a book, you fucker. All right. Squash, I guess, gets to a really hard part of the book and just like, fuck it. Today is not the day. I understand these three words in
I feel like row. Something strange has happened here. There are three of you reading a book. It's like walking around looking at roots. Like, something is wrong with this picture. Yeah, you can meander over and see that, like, in fact, all of you can, if you want to be involved, you can see that Laffian is attempting something.
Yeah, and this big squash just comes out, like, strutting pretty fast, like, releasing pent-up anger energy in the form of strutting. And then sees Laffian, like, staring at the floor, like, what are you doing?
I've discovered something, and I need to get to the truth of it.
Okay, that sounds like a riddle. I'm game.
And he like kind of moves like a part of the floor of the ground so that you can see like the base of a root.
Okay.
So this apparently was once the tree of knowledge. This entire place here was connected to Glendal somehow.
Can all of you please make a perception check?
Wait, make sure you're not at advantage before you do that.
Did I just say the bad thing? Is someone listening?
I don't know. Are they? That's what your perception will find out.
Should I do one too?
Yeah, all of you. Like, all of you are in the area. You're all witnessing this happening, so... Oops, that was a D12.
Tio, you bitch, stop trying to upstage me.
Sultana, do you want to roll a perception?
Do I? I'm not sure.
Well, I guess
we're
it depends how far
into
military strategy you've got versus keeping an eye on Laffian digging at some roots.
Ironically, this chapter is titled Being Aware of Your Surroundings.
How to be alert, yeah. It is up to you.
The alert feat and you.
Now I'll do it. Give me a second.
I made the roll, but I don't think I've left the camp or wherever we're hanging out. They're doing tree stuff.
So basically, yeah, there are kind of like little buildings around the edge of the cavern, and Laffin is basically bang smack in the middle of it.
Oh, okay.
Playing with the dirt. So like you can see him even if you were in one of the houses if you just looked up.
I got a perception. Hold on. Yeah. I think I'm going to tell you what the number is, and then I'm going to drink more of this coffee. I got 15.
Okay. Continue.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Continue. None of us picked up on whatever the fuck happened.
Correct.
Great.
Wow. Damn it, Tio.
I've been looking into this, and there was something here fairly recently that got taken.
What, the tree itself?
I don't know. I'm going to try to do that peering into the past thing and see if I can try to figure out what.
I'm going to be honest. You can tell that it was not the whole tree that disappeared.
I know. Squash was being flippant.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if this was something kind of like the trees that were up in Dranith or not, but I want to try to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
If you can help me center myself or something, that might help.
That sounds like a Rao thing, you know? Meditation, finding your breathing, your center.
Who do you think taught him how to meditate?
No.
I'm real scared, guys.
Right, yes.
A long time ago, when we were back in the Falsum Fasium the first time.
Really?
Okay.
No.
Well, there's very little I can do, I think.
Unless maybe the book might be able to help. Might actually sound weird, but knowledge might help in this case.
One second.
Not your book, the book.
I know. I'm checking. Yeah, you can go talk to the book.
Capital T.
I've got to go through a couple of my things. You can go book the book as much as you want.
Let me, the book, could I borrow you for a moment?
Yeah, what is it?
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you and, Thorin. I almost said Peter.
Not Peter.
Not Peter. Not a Pete.
Not a Pete. Yeah, like, what is it? Like, I'm gonna, like, probably turn into bed pretty soon.
I need to borrow, like, your aura, in a sense.
I'm sorry, you're gonna borrow what now?
Wow.
I need to look into the past because I think there was something here that got taken. And I would like to find out what. And I think that you as an entity, as a presence, might be able to help me kind of break through that barrier.
Okay, I can, like, totally try.
Promises.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to just kneel down next to me and just...
Okay.
This is going to sound very peculiar, but essentially I need you to kind of just channel your essence, in a sense, to me. It's very hard for me to describe psionics. I'm still not sure of all of it myself.
How about I just, like, spend some time praying and meditating, and then you can do whatever the fuck you want. How about that?
If it'll help, let's do it.
Great, cool. Okay. She sits down, like, cross-legged, and she puts her, like, her hands together and just, like, in resting on her knees. And yeah, you can see as she's doing this, like, some of the runes on the side of her arms and a light beneath, like, her blindfold, they just begin to gently glow. You can use that as a means of advantage should you wish.
I will definitely do so.
You notice that Soren has also come over just to hang out, and so has Grimsh. They're just both intrigued by whatever the fuck it is you're doing.
No pressure.
No pressure, but you've got, like, three gods and a goddess in training potentially watching you.
Psionics, man. Some weird shit.
Pick up some of the wood for me. I will make Spicy. Something with it.
There is no wood left, Ral.
There's roots.
There's no roots left.
Neil, I want you to know that the boo from earlier, I truly meant it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got double 19s, my man.
I did. So yeah. That is a 25, which far exceeds my DC.
Yes. How far back are you trying to go?
I'm trying to specifically zone in on what was here and who took it, like that.
Okay. From extrapolation, you know that there was a big silver birch tree here, and it was called the Tree of Knowledge.
Right.
As you look back into the past, as you use, you don't need it, but you're happier having the book's aura, happy inverted commas, having the book's aura to help guide your trek through the past. You are very surprised when you find out this trek through the past has only been... When your trek through the past... It's maybe only 2 days. And you see in the ground, you see that there are just a small amount of bark left, just a very small amount of root. It's very old and it's almost crumbling to dust. And you see Grimsh reaching down and taking it. And he puts it in one of his pockets and then he disappears. And then you crash back to the present. Hi, everyone. I want to say thank you so much for listening to the episode. I'm the book. A pleasure to meet all of y'all. Of course, I know who all of you are. So I want to say thank you to Dagr, if I'm pronouncing that totally right, which I totally think I am, for voicing Grimsh in this episode. Perfect. You're wonderful. I want to say thank you to our patrons, Stefan, Delaney, Lee, and Dr. Scorpio. You guys are literally the best, as are all of the patrons that we have. We really do appreciate it. It pays for all the things around here, like, you know, it keeps me in books and it keeps me in gossip and it keeps all the lights on and stuff. So, like, yeah, thank you all so much. We really kind of do appreciate it. You're going to hear an ad for another podcast. So you're all absolutely fabulous and wonderful. And thank you all so much for listening to my story. Bye.
We have all had thoughts about what we would do in a zombie apocalypse, many of which focus on our own survival. But what if you found an abandoned baby? How many of us would take the responsibility of looking after such a fragile life? How many of us would just leave? In this gripping audio drama, we follow the story of a man who struggles to keep his humanity while raising a baby in this world wrought with chaos, bringing back the one thing this lawless civilization needs most: hope. Mudwalker Productions presents Raising Hope, an audio drama that will keep you asking, what's next? Raising Hope is a self-produced bi-weekly audio drama. Ask not what you should do to survive. Ask, how do I live? Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.